Question for Joel Spencer from PermaSeal. Currently buying a home that I am told PermaSeal did work for seepage, but the 88-year-old owner is unable to find the receipts as to what was done or when it was done. Great question. Have a transferable warranty, lifetime transferable warranty?
Yeah, many of our services are lifetime. They're all transferable warranties. So if you just, you can give us a call and we'll look it up for you and we keep the paperwork in-house.
Looking for a way to get the information regarding the work and any help with the warranty, Jim. So there you go. What number should Jimmy call?
800-421-7325 and we can help you out.
There you go. How important is that realtor, Sarah Leonard, to have that transferable warranty?
It's great. Peace of mind. Yeah, it's a great peace of mind for people. And obviously with a known company like PermaSeal, I think it just gives so much assurance to the future purchaser.
Yeah, a lot of times, because you know, otherwise it's an unknown.
Yeah.
Even if people say they haven't had problems, if you don't have something, then you're wondering if you have an issue down the road.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's your main topic of conversation today that you'd like to focus on to educate our listeners?
I'd like to talk about, you know, it's cold outside. And we were talking on the break, a little continuation. We were talking about the trying to keep humidity up in the winter and it's leaving homes, and that's because homes are leaky. They leak air and air travels through them. And so when the weather turns cold, what that means is that all that heating you're doing of the air, you're paying to heat that air up with your furnace, and it's leaving the house quickly, and then you're having to heat up new air. So we use a blower door test. That's how we call it.
Is that the official term?
PermaSeal.
All right, Sarah, stop. We already got a text about your comment, so we won't go any further.
It was actually about your comment as well.
Well, mine's fine. So we'll turn your mic off. But it's called, what is the official term?
It's called a blower door test.
And what are the technicians that do it? What are their names?
Well, we have a lot of different technicians.
Okay. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Sure.
Okay.
And so we go in, and that's what our consultants, whatever their name may be, they come into the home, and they'll do that blower door test, and they'll determine just how leaky your house is.
How long does that take?
It takes, the whole appointment takes a couple of hours.
So you set up the whole, you seal the door, you put the blowing machine on there, it's a contraption, and you it takes 2 hours to determine...
The whole appointment. The test is probably about a half hour between, you know, you get it set up, you get it running, and it actually reverses the airflow of the house, and it shows you where the home's leaking, and then we'll go around with thermal cameras, and we can show you exactly what's going on in the house. So a lot of times people have a room that's really cold in the winter or really hot in the summer, or an area of the house, and what we find it through the testing is you can see exactly why that is, and then we can get in and we can address it.
You had mentioned to Sarah during the break that you seal the unseen cracks or the unseen openings, because listen, you live in a home and who looks up?
You know, sometimes I ask clients, do you have anything stored in your attic? Because you have to remove it when you move. They're like, we haven't been up there in 12 years. You know, people just don't think about it. So you guys are looking through those spaces?
Yeah, well, you can't see it, but you know, we know what they are. You know, there's can lights, ceiling fans, bath venting fans, and then just everywhere you have an interior wall. Those are all seams, and those are all areas where air leaks up through your ceiling, into the attic, and out from the house. So a common thing to do when your home is uncomfortable is just to add more insulation. And it doesn't end up doing the job, and it can be a little frustrating because if you don't stop the air leaks, then it's traveling right through that insulation.
So are you spraying foam on it, and then the foam attaches to the surface and cuts the leaking out? Or are you putting particle board on it or some type of product on it other than foam?
We use spray foam, and then for different... So if you have can lights, there's actual covers that you put over those lights, and then you seal around that with foam.
Interesting.
So it's a closed cell foam, so air can't travel through it. And once you reduce those leaks, that means that air you just paid to heat stays in the house longer. So a lot of times getting a house, it could be 10 or more times an hour, which means every 4, 5, 6 minutes, all the air in your house is being changed out with new air, heating it again, your humidity is leaving. You know,
is that mostly in the attic, though, that you're making that seal tight, or is it really all over?
We do it in the attic, and also we do it a lot in the basements and crawl spaces.
Got it.
So the air comes in and gets drawn in through the rim joists at the top of your wall, and then it travels through the house and gets sucked out through the attic.
So when you do that blower door test, you could see what's happening in the basement as well as what's happening in the windows and in the attic? Does it give you a whole house overview of how efficient or inefficient in the areas?
The blower door itself gives you the numbers of what's happening, and then the thermal camera will show you visually where it's happening.
Identify where you need to attack.
Exactly.
Outstanding. Yeah.
But David, you know, what Joel's mentioning is so critical for our industry.
Sure.
You know, if we have a leaky home, an inefficient home, not only are people wasting money and, you know, like he's just saying, you know, 10 times an hour, you know, things are being reheated, you know, so all that energy is just being wasted. But for us to be able to maintain proper humidification and temperature in the home for a properly functioning wood floor is critical. You know, so what
maybe you should partner with Joel and have them come out and look at all your clients' attics.
You know, because we do get calls from people that are concerned when they start to see gaps in their floors and the floors, you know,
call PermaSeal.
Yeah, and it's really a symptom of what Joel is describing. Yeah. It's a symptom that the house is not efficient and we have air leaks and we cannot properly maintain, and they keep their humidifiers up all the way and it can't keep up. Partly because, you know, that air is escaping.
I think I just made a marriage here. What are we? Perfect. What's that in Yiddish? Shittach. What is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
You guys look great together.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you. Joel, for listeners who want to reach out, I'll look up in my Yiddish dictionary what that word is.
Yeah.
What's the best way to reach you and your tribal members?
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
I can't ask my religious folks because they're not listening to the radio. It's at Shabbos.
Understood.
We're not good observant Jews.
Yes.
All right, phone number one more time.
800-421-7325.
I'm going to take a quick break.